2016 is now just a matter of days away. It's a time of renewal, rejuvenation, of hope, even aspiration. It traditionally is a time for personal resolution. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. Fact is, most of us have things we would like to improve upon in our lives, and the start of a new year is a good time to get started. Some quit smoking, some lose weight, others seek new or better jobs, all things that can potentially improve your life. Well, what about the environment? There are some resolutions that each of us can make, and if we stick to them, can improve the health and well-being of our environment. That's where Mackenzie Maxwell comes in. Mackenzie is an environmental educator at the Ann Arbor-based Ecology Center and our guest on the New Year's edition of Issues of the Environment. Mackenzie, good morning, and welcome back to WEMU.
Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
Well, right off the bat, if we get to January 1st and we've decided that part of our personal resolution is going to be to resolve to make the environment better, how can we take little personal steps to move in that direction? What would be the first thing you recommend?
So something that I definitely think that can help reduce our impact on the environment and even maybe better it a little bit is to think about shopping and buying local produce. It's definitely, I know during the wintertime it can make things a little bit difficult because there's not as many things growing, but we have so many opportunities in Washtenaw County with different farmers markets and things like that to buy local food and support the local agriculture, and then even buying organic products can help as well.
And how exactly does that make an impact, and what kind of impact can that make?
Well, if you're buying organic, then it's not having those different pesticides and fertilizers being put into our beautiful waterways. Another thing, it can really reduce the greenhouse gas emissions for transport, as far as getting those crops from point A to point B. And then also, if you're shopping locally, you might be walking to the farmer's market or maybe even taking the bus out there, then you can reduce that impact as well.
Well, whether we're going to the farmer's market or we're going to a big box grocery store, fact of the matter is, when we purchase things, they're typically put in a bag. And whether it's paper or plastic, there are environmental impacts to each. And the conversation is underway in Washtenaw County to potentially eliminate plastic bags. What is your recommendation? And I assume it has nothing to do with either paper or plastic.
Busted. I definitely think that you could use reusable bags. We have actually a neat tutorial on our website, or a link to our website that talks a little bit about making reusable bags from old t-shirts. And just trying to remember to use those bags. You can use bulk bags instead of those plastic bags to put your apples in or onions in at the store as well. And I definitely think that that's a great way to reduce your plastic use, because that was something else that I definitely like to make the suggestions to folks, is to try to reduce the amount of plastic that we use, because you kind of don't realize how much it is.
Yeah, most of that ends up in the landfill, and when it does, most of that is non-biodegradable and therefore is there in perpetuity, right?
Yeah, and so landfills are kind of tricky because they don't act even as things normally would in our natural environment because they're sealed in a special way. So even things like paper and cardboard don't really decompose in the same way that we would think of them decomposing naturally in a landfill.
You are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking environmental resolutions for the new year with Mackenzie Maxwell. Mackenzie is an environmental educator at the Ann Arbor-based Ecology Center. Well, we've kind of discussed food to a certain degree and how we can make an impact there, but we're also getting and receiving a lot of gifts and making a lot of purchases through the holiday season, and likely will continue through the rest of the year. What are some of the things we can do within our households to accommodate these kinds of items and make sure that we're dealing with them in sustainable ways?
Yeah, and so something else to think of, you know, a lot of times in the environmental field we talk about, you know, folks should consume less because then there's less manufacturing involved and then you don't have to think about getting rid of it, but you do get things during the holidays. And I think during the holidays, we actually produce about 25% more waste during this time of the year. So there's definitely a lot of that going on. And so thinking about ways to responsibly dispose of products when you're done with them is really important. Or even if you're thinking about disposing of something, you can try to fix it. They have those really neat fix-it kits a lot now with different cell phones and things like that. You can also think about giving things away instead of trying to throw them out. There are wonderful resources such as like Nextdoor and FreeCycle to get rid of different products.
The Reuse Center, right?
Yeah, the Reuse Center, Habitat for Humanity. There is a lot of different ways that we can get rid of things so that someone else could maybe use them when we're done with them.
Well, I know that some products are simply not fit for reuse, but there is a way to get rid of them in a responsible manner. I know you've conducted well over 150 tours of the materials recovery facility, and that's an option too.
Yeah, definitely. Recycling some those products that are normally think of recyclable, but then also Recycling Ann Arbor has a really great guide to get rid of specialty items. Because things like books can't really go in your recycle bin, and things like electronics, you want to make sure that you're getting rid of those responsibly because they're not something that you should be putting in your garbage. Washtenaw County Home Toxics has some really good resources for getting rid of those products as well.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU. Again, we're talking with Ecology Center environmental educator Mackenzie Maxwell about resolutions we can make in the new year to enhance the quality of our environment. Now, in all instances to this point, what we've been talking about is consumerism. And I expect that it's probably one of your resolutions to try and urge people to conduct less of that, to purchase less.
Yeah, definitely. I think that it's an easy way to kind of think about things. Do you need it or do you just want it? And, you know, having less stuff can actually
sometimes you do just want stuff.
And that's okay. And I think that that's something else that, you know, to tell folks is that it's really easy to get bogged down by all these different lists of, like, what I should do and how I'm having an impact on the environment. But you do what you can. And you work with what works for your life because it's all about being happy. It's all about doing things that make you feel comfortable and that can make your life better and then also makes the life better for the people around you, your environment, that are in your environment. So.
Now, I know that my first resolution in terms of the environment for myself is absolutely no more bottled water. That's a huge issue in the environment, isn't it? And,
yeah,
and I've been a part of the problem to this point.
Yeah, it's really easy to think about. If you're thirsty and you're out and you need to get water, you might just buy it. And so what I've done to try to reduce the amount, like, of especially with coffee, because I love coffee.
Me too.
I just made it a habit. I said that if I was going out, I would not use single-use coffee. And after the third time of me getting a caffeine headache, I finally started to remember to bring my coffee cup with me. And so a lot of the time, doing things, giving a challenge to yourself for a week or 3 days or something like that can kind of just make it part of your everyday routine. Because it's really just part about, you know, we get used to the ease of water bottles and plastic bags, which is understandable because they're right there. But if you just try to have a short or small challenge to really push that as part of your routine, it can help a lot.
Well, you are obviously ingrained in a lot of these issues and have already made some of the changes we're talking about, if not all of them. So in 2016, what is your personal environmental resolution? What are you going to improve on?
So I've been flipping a little bit with my reducing my plastic use. And so I'm going to try to challenge myself to first write down everything that I use as plastic because we don't realize how much it is and then try to reduce it. So I'm really going to try to buy in bulk pretty much everything I can. We have great bulk stores in Ann Arbor. And so I'm going to try to really cut down on my plastic container usage.
Well, I think we can learn from you and we can learn from this conversation. And I thank you very much for your time. And I wish you nothing but the very best in 2016.
You as well. Thank you so much.
That is Mackenzie Maxwell. Mackenzie is an environmental educator at the Ann Arbor-based Ecology Center. I'm David Fair, and I hope you make a resolution of your own. I'd like to thank you. You've been listening to the last issue of The Environment for 2015. Every week throughout the year, this segment is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and it's heard as part of Morning Edition only on 89.1 WEMU.